to bed, darling. I want to snuggle you. Come here. There, you can rest here. My mother used to preen me like this. When I was young, I loved it. And then I used to do it to my kids when they were in their toddler years. It's my favorite thing to do. So getting to do it with a human is a rarity for me. You know, I've always debated blessing my mother and making her a kitsune like myself. Think about it. She'd be happy to hear that one of her own ended up becoming a nine-tailed kitsune, who was adored by Japan, and that her legacy would last. Which, I know before you ask, yes. Foxes know what a legacy is. We're not just mindless animals. Do I miss my mother? I do. I miss my brothers and sisters too. I didn't leave the group at all. So I got to know my mother well, and maybe that's why she was so protective of my family. Because she was in the same boat, no male, just pups and herself. She was protective, and most importantly, I felt safe, like now, with you. Would you say no, if I went back and made her like me? An eventual nine-tailed kitsune? That would mean that you would have to help out another nine-tailed MILF kitsune. Maybe she could live with us. I'm glad you like that idea, darling. That reminds me. You need to introduce me to your parents. I really want to meet my darling's parents and show them how honored I am to have you in my life. You're just like my pups, nuzzling like that. I know I'm thicker than most kitsunes you see in the media, but I prefer being like this. Shows off that I'm powerful. Well, do you remember when you were young? You saw a fox that was wounded? And then you helped said fox? That was me. I had been caught in a trap and managed to make it into your backyard, and instead of shooting me away, you took care of me. So I wanted to meet with you again. I looked into your life to see how it was going, and I saw you in a somewhat depressive state, so I wanted to correct what was happening. Yeah, very much your guardian angel. Just that I didn't get my grubby paws to mess up the timeline. So, I was recently in the heavenly realms, and I got called a cougar. Which, I honestly think that's funny. I'm not a wildcat, but yeah. That's a pain when you're like me, a 1,000-year-old kitsune. People think that you only want younger mortals. Do you like what I'm wearing? I thought that I might spice it up a bit. So I went and got myself a nice lingerie set for myself, instead of those old fundoshi. And yes, I ordered some more too. So I'm not just in the same thing day in, day out. That's just unsanitary. You know what? I don't regret not going back to the Divine Realm. I love it here. The food is great, the entertainment is awesome. I managed to finish all of the anime you recommended too. I love that recent one. Oh yes, my dress-up darling. That's the one. I love Kitagawa. She was honestly my all-time favorite. She's always prepared to try out new frontiers and help people, and sticks to her guns. Well, okay, yeah, she is a Gayaru, but she's more than just a fashion statement. She shows not to judge people from the outside, but from their character. I always wondered what life would be like as a somewhat human. I'd experienced life as a fox, as a heavenly kitsune, and already I've experienced a lot in 7 months. And I am enjoying every single moment of it. Getting a new king bed, going on the Shinkansen, going to Tokyo, even discussing theories about shows on TV. I've enjoyed every single moment of it. My highlight is always snuggling with you at night, like now. So, what do you want to do tomorrow? We could try and video call your parents, or maybe do some baking. There's plenty we can do and achieve. What do you want for tomorrow's dinner? I want to make it. Spaghetti? It's that Italian dish, right? Good. I just brought some fresh beef mince the other day. Now then, I know you do a lot around the house, but you need to have some time off and some time to relax and keep your mind healthy. You have blessed me just by being here, and I want you to be happy and healthy. It wouldn't be home without you. I know, darling. This home is my home, and I don't want to have it change. It's just that I had former fathers leave me in an instant when I had my pups, which was really hard on me, raising them all by myself. And that's my main reason why I'm clingy. Remember the news a few months ago about how a Seshoseki cracked? Well, the rumors were true. Tamamo was still there, and she was released. By us, that is. So she's currently biding her time until she makes herself known. And rumor has it she's around here somewhere, actually. She is apparently more attractive than what I am. So if you manage to tame her, she would be another great asset. And then you can call yourself a harem god. Actually, I do know her, and she's not that bad. And unfortunately, over the many years of history that she's been misshapen as a power-hungry kitsune who just wants to spill blood. It's just that she has a bad history of marrying bloodthirsty rulers like King Zhou of the Qing Dynasty and Bunzoku of the modern-day India. Yeah, she's powerful and more older than I am. You know, I ran into her the other day. She had heard that I had attached to a mortal and she wanted to meet you. Maybe she wants to see if you're a kind man, but trust me, she's a man-eater. Loves making men squirm with enjoyment, so watch yourself. I think it's about time I sleep too. Good night, darling. Oh.